presents Raise the Love with Kitty Blewett, Kenneth Connor, Leighton Brown, Rosalind Knight, and starring Ted Ray.
Ray, step into my office a minute.
Yes, Mr. Trumbull.
It's Friday today, Ray. The Emolument Day, Ray.
And I'm so glad you called me early, for I'm to be Queen of the Met.
Stop flattering! I'm merely informing you that I shall be paying the staff shortly.
You paid me $5 short last week.
I heard that, Ray.
I'm glad you did.
You know very well that deduction was for denting the tea caddy.
I never touched him.
Demonstrating to your opposite number, the office boy, how some wretched footballer scored a winning goal for the Arsenal.
Well, it was a great game, Mr. Trumbull. The winger streaked down the wing, slipped the ball to the inside forward, who cracked it home like this. Oh, I'm very sorry, sir. I didn't realize my shoelace was undone.
Very, very interesting. And I might inform you that's another $5 up his shirt. Now then.
Very nice language for a boss.
Let me get on with the wages. Number?
4, sir. Ray, Edward, Clark, first class. He will never let us forget that he used to be a naffy manager.
Here's your money, Ray.
Now, just a moment, Mr. Trumbull. What is this? This is a fine way to get paid. 2 dozen ginger beer bottles, 6 jam jars, and 4 pounds of old newspaper. This must be a joke. I shall feel a fool going home on the bus. Fancy asking for 2 jam jars to Endersby Crescent. Please.
For your information, Ray, I didn't have time to go to the bank. Anyway, here's the balance of your salary and stamps. The legal tender, you know.
When they've been used? Anyway, Mr. Trumbull, I'm sorry about this, but it doesn't add up to my normal money. What's happened to the remaining £5.10?
Well, matter of fact, Ray, I've had to withhold that temporarily. There was a matter of a new desk.
A new desk? What do we want a new desk for? You've already got this inlaid walnut one with a glass top. And I've got mine with the marble top. Your Mariah's old washstand has done some sterling work. But the petty cash keeps on dropping through that hole in the middle.
That says it may, Ray. We still need another desk for Jackson.
Oh, of course, of course. I'd forgotten that. A desk for Jackson. Poor old Jackson. We mustn't leave Jackson without a desk. Who's Jackson?
The latest addition to our firm.
Oh, yeah?
Jackson starts on Monday, and we'll be doing the filing, handling the switchboard, and some of the advertising contracts.
Well, I must admit, Mr. Trumbull, that this has come as a bit of a blow. You haven't thought of the extra responsibilities this is going to throw on my shoulders? I've got umpteen things to remember as it is. Who takes sugar and who doesn't? Who likes ginger snaps and who likes digestive? This is going to undo all the good my holiday and darlings and dishes.
Well, that's done most of the shopping for the weekend, Ted. Now, what else do I need? So far, I've bought 4 ounces of turnip tops, a scrag end of mutton, and a half a dozen radishes.
This is living. And you didn't tell me we're holding a house party this weekend.
Yeah.
I can always tell. I must get my 1939 45 star polished. I take it the decorations will be warm.
Yes, indeed. You can start on the dining room ceiling.
Don't confuse the issue, Kitty. But while we're on the subject, what's wrong with the dining room ceiling?
Nothing, darling, nothing. Apart from the fact that most of it is on the dining room table.
Now you tell me. And I thought old Mother Harris had sent some of her wedding cake round. Anyway, let's get on with the shop.
What shopping, my teeny tycoon? You're so tight with the housekeeping money, I can't even afford a respectable joint like a piece of rum.
That's hardly respectable. Please.
Now, Ted, you know darn well what I mean. Do you realize we haven't had a good-sized piece of meat in the house since Mother went?
Well, it's just as well. When you think of it, it's just as well. We hadn't got a skewer her size.
Now, really, that'll be enough of that. This is no time to row about my mother.
You're right. Let's wait till we get home. We can draw the curtains and put the gloves on and come out snarling.
Will you stop fooling around, Ted, and just remember where we are? People are starting to stare at us.
Well, it wasn't my idea to start this argument on the zebra crossing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, no.
sure that sign isn't in the highway code. But wait a minute, Kitty. Isn't this a new shop they've built here? It's one of those cut price stores.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'll join the queue. We might as well have a look at the place while we're here.
Right.
Just a minute. What's this broken-down-looking contraption in the doorway?
Do you mind? My name is Sid Meesing, and I happen to be the proprietor of this Whopper Tenner on Knock-A-Penny Off-Cut Price Emporium. What can I do for you?
Oh, nothing much, Mincing, nothing. The wife and I were just going to have a look round. I thought I might place a bet on that Gorgonzola at your romp home.
Possibly.
I tell you what, Mr. Mincing, we'll take some of your canned goods.
Good idea, darling, yes. We'll have two of those, half a dozen of those, four of those large ones, and a couple of light ales as well.
Yes, Ted, you can just put that canned beer back right now. It's getting confusing enough in that larder at home as it is. And that was a sneaky trick, changing the labels like that last week.
Oh, I don't know. I rather enjoyed that last steak and kidney pie you made. And what a head the gravy had got.
How about that gravy?
If I might butt in on this domestic barney for a minute. Thank you. Perhaps Mrs. Ray was thinking of these. One of our most popular lines, you know, it's prepared in a jiffy.
Interesting, Mincing, but I suppose if you haven't got a jiffy, a saucepan is just as good. It's just a thought, you know.
Oh, very witty, they. Quite a witty jiffy. You don't seem to appreciate, sir, the wonderful things you can get in cans these days.
Oh, yes, I do.
Take for one example, the Wonder Dog Food, Rint.
Rint? That shouldn't happen to a dog. But what are you trying to tell me, Mint?
Oh, no.
Yes. Not even you, Mincing.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't say it.
In the absence of any volunteer. Who else is there? You see? This dog food is called Rint. We drink in tea.
Well, I'm only 10 minutes late at the office this morning. What a Monday this is going to be. Who is this upstart, Jackson? I'll show him a few things. After 15 years in Trumbull and Company, Jackson is not walking all over me. I've a jolly good mind to walk straight into Trumbull's office and give Jackson a piece of my mind. Well, not too much. I haven't got a lot left. Now, look here, Jackson. I'm Ray, and I run things around here.
Ray, is the fight finished? This is Miss Jackson.
I don't... Is it? Miss Jackson. Of course. I can see you are... You're sort of different to Trumbull. But there, so are most people.
Miss Jackson, this sort of thing goes on all the time. But for better or for worse, this is Ray.
Hello, I'm Gloria. And I feel sure that we are going to be one big, happy family.
Oh, Gloria, I'm sure we are. Let's ask Father if we can go and play in the filing room.
Stop slobbering, Ray.
I'm very sorry.
Take Miss Jackson to the outer office and explain her duties to her. Oh, and Miss Jackson, your hours will be from 9:30 until 5. You might make a note of it, couldn't you?
I've made a note of it too, sir. I was never sure.
Snap! Incidentally, your lunch hour is from 1 until 2.
Oh, how temporary! It's a trouble. How will I know when it's lunchtime? I mean, look at the office clock. It's broken.
Yes, things are so bad, Trumbull's had to lay off one of the hands.
Take your time from Ray. He usually comes in at 1 o'clock and departs about 2. He's different from us, you know. Carry on with Miss Jackson, Ray.
Really? Oh, yes. Oh, I see what you mean, Mr. Trumbull. Well, come along, Gloria. Here we are, dear. You can use this desk.
Oh, I say, what a simply divine little death.
Yes.
I shall be so happy here. And you must tell me what this ducky little device is on the desk.
A ducky little device?
That's a typewriter.
And now you come to mention it. I heard it vaguely mentioned in my secretarial course. Yes. Yes, I'm sure Lady Cynthia brought the matter up. Certainly rings a bell.
Yes, well, you'll have no end of fun here. You know, I mean, just take this for instance. Isn't this a sweet little pencil sharpener?
Oh, heavenly. Oh, it's just going to be too livid making for the other devs when they hear about it all.
Naturally. And you can rely on me. I won't say a dicky bird to the Marchioness of Tilbury.
Oh, I'm going to simply love it here, working with you, Mr. Ray.
Well.
And I do hope that you're going to help little Gloria all you can.
I shall try, dear. I shall try. After all, Trumbull probably forgot to tell you this, but I really run this firm, you know.
Oh?
Oh, yes. He's a sort of figurehead. I'd like to nail him to the victory. Yes, my dear, you can safely assume that the major decisions around here are made by me.
Really? Absolutely intriguing.
Mm.
And how unutterably squalid.
Yes. Well, you see, it's like this, my dear. If the phone rings, it's decisions. If a traveller calls, it's more decisions. And when the, every time the perishing kettle boys have got to make the tea.
Ted.
What, dear?
But you're looking a little tired this morning, darling. It can't be that you're working too hard at that office.
That is exactly it, darling. It's no easy job, you know, breaking in new stuff.
No, I guess not.
No.
By the way, I've been meaning to ask you, what's this new person, Jackson like?
Oh, I haven't found out yet, but I'm hoping. Oh, you mean Jackson?
Jackson,
yes. Yes, yes. Oh, just another average blonde, bloke. Blonde bloke. Yes. The only snag is, Kitty, you know, I might be forced to work late one or two.
Oh,
yes. These things happen, you know. Of course, the extra overtime would come in useful, I think. There's always little things to buy, eh, dear?
Yes, Ted, indeed. Especially as tomorrow's the 21st. Now, does that ring a little bell, my pet?
Oh, it certainly does, the 21st.
Yes.
The gas bill's due. How can anybody use that amount of gas?
Well, Ted, don't forget that Mother stayed with us for about a fortnight.
Oh, and there's a person who can use some gas.
Ted.
Yuppity, 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 yuppity,
oh,
yep, 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 yep. She's been here 3 days before she got round to taking a hat and coat off.
Will you stop all that? You have never liked my mother, now have you?
No comment.
You don't even try to get on with her. I'd have thought you'd have had something in common.
We did, dear, until I shaved mine off.
Ted!
I'm sorry, Kitty. I was only teasing. Give Teddy a great big kiss for only teasing.
Now, Ted, please. Now, darling, please, will you behave yourself? Mrs. Harris might see us. After all, she's out there in the garden.
Old Mother Harris. There she is with her clay pipe and her flat cap. The last time she was kissed, she was a forfeit at the Frog and Nightgown Social. Poor old Fred Potter. Had to change his pub after that. Oh, well, I'd better be getting along to the office.
The office?
Yes.
At 25 tonight?
Oh, is it? Oh.
And wait a minute.
Yes, dear.
So you've got your best suit on.
Yes, it's all right.
And what's more, you've used an aftershave lotion this morning.
Oh, do you like it?
Lovely.
Have a whiff on me. It's called Tang of the Yorkshire Moor. So stop grouting. I think it does something for me, you know. Well, I'd better be going, darling. Yeah. Expect me when you see me, new responsibilities and all that sort of thing, you know.
Yeah. Bye, Ted. There's something peculiar going on in that tiny mind of his. The way he pretended that he didn't know that tomorrow was my birthday. Then when I mentioned the date, he started to talk about overtime. I'll bet he's got a little surprise tucked away in that office for me. Right there.
Good morning, Ray. Ah, there you are, Miss Jackson. What a delightful morning it is.
Morning, Mr. Trumbull.
Shut up, Ray.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
It is a heavenly morning, Mr. Trumbull.
I do hope you're settling down nicely, my dear. Oh, dear, look, you nearly upset your nail varnish.
It would have gone all over that jumper she's knitting, wouldn't it?
I hope everything here is satisfactory, my dear. Naturally, I'm sorry about Ray, but I'm arranging to have his desk partitioned off.
Just listen to old Bossy Pants. Oh, he's smarmy. That's what he is, really smarmy.
Well, these are for your desk, Miss Jackson. I thought they would brighten up the office a bit.
Oh, Mr. Trumbull! Oh, those red roses!
Well, there's nothing wrong with their mental arithmetic.
Ray, don't stand there, Corbin. Get some vases and put them in water.
What about the roses, Mr. Trumbull? Or do you just want the vases in water?
Off you go, Ray!
Isn't it marvelous? All these roses. Anyone would think I was working in Kew Gardens. That reminds me. I've done some very good work in Kew Gardens. Yes, sir. In the end, the head keeper gave me a key and said, let yourself out when you've had enough.
You stop this blathering, Ray. I'm not interested in Kew Gardens or in your sordid reminiscences. I've been over the work. And, Miss Jackson.
Yes, Miss Trump.
Just put that notebook and pencil away and come into my office for some dictation.
Coming, Miss Trumbull. I'll just put this pattern away.
Yes. Yeah.
Pretty nifty. I might have known, so that's why I had his office soundproofed and frosted glass put in the door.
Come into my office, Miss Jackson.
Get in, Mr. Trumbull.
It makes you sick. Am I going to fix Trumbull this morning? 4 dozen red roses, eh? I'll teach him. I'll make mine a spray of orchids. I just hope that Kitty doesn't look under the clock in the dining room for the next couple of days. Here's the florist. I'll pop in.
I say. Customers at this time of the morning. What? You've caught me out, you know. Just look at me. No jacket and tons of braces.
Oh, I can stand it. I'm a man of the world. Now, I want to buy some very nice blooms.
Then you've come to the right place. What? Basil knows all about early bloomers. Italian carnations for mummies. Long stem roses for the well. What? You said you were a man of the world, eh? Well, for the little wife here, these dog days is a very good value. 6 little pennies a posy.
Well, as a matter of fact, Basil, these are for my secretary.
Naughty. You sly old canine. Clandestine trysts and simply lashings of the old secret rendezvous, eh?
Basil, please, you very much mind. It's nothing like that. Mind you, these flowers might do the trick. Now, what can you show me in the way of exotic blooms?
Yeah, well, come along. Just come into the hot house. They are isn't hot ears in here. Just look at me drooping, looping, and that floppy poppy. Honestly, you know, there are times when even I could spit.
You'll find that very expensive on a bus. But these white things look all right. How much are they?
White things?
Yes.
They are Basil's best orchids.
Well, that's just the sort of thing I want. After all, I might as well do the thing properly or not at all.
Oh, goody, good. Lots of rubbing of handy bandies and ringing up his on cashier registers. Yes, well, I only charge 8 and 6 a box.
That's very reasonable. I'll take a box.
Oh, hips. Hooray. Now, that would be 8 and 6 for the box and 4 guineas for the orchids.
I knew there was a catch in it. 4 guineas, eh? Well, anyway, this should be worth at least half an hour behind the filing cabinet.
Here we are.
Yes.
All ready for you. Fingers on notches. That's right. Isn't Basil a little pixie?
Yes.
Bye-bye. And now for Basil, I'm afraid, is back to the daily grind with the lilies of the valley.
I'm terribly sorry, madam. It was all my fault. I do apologize. I couldn't see you behind this box.
Ted.
Why can't you look where you're going? Oh, no. Kitty.
Yes.
Kitty, what are you doing out at this time in the morning?
Well, it's the 21st, Ted, and I'm picking up some little extras for this evening. I'm sorry that I stumbled on your little secret.
Oh, it's a lie. Trumbull must have squealed.
Huh?
He can talk with all that frosted glass.
I don't know what you're raving about, Ted. I only meant that you haven't forgotten my birthday, after all. These orchids, darling, will be gorgeous.
Yes, they are, aren't they? Have one.
Thank you.
I mean, that is... of course your husband hasn't forgotten your birthday.
Oh, sure.
No.
Sure. I'm going to take them home this very minute, Ted. Why, they're going to make the dinner table.
Oh, they are. They will. They can. Oh, you're so right. They've been luscious with prunes. Prunes.
Ted, what's the matter with you? You got something on your mind?
Oh, no, you're just excited. After all, it's your birthday, darling, and you haven't got a care in the world, so why should you look under the dining room clock?
Ted, look, honey, I think you better get back to the office.
I'm all right.
Yeah, just take things easy, will you?
Yes.
I'm getting worried about you.
Huh?
Well, I'll see you this evening, Pet, and don't be late, no?
Yes.
Bye, dear.
Bye, dear.
Bye.
I remember you. Now, I'm in a nice state. Nearly skint and no flowers. I just have to see what Basil can let me have with the money I've got left. Everything happens to me. Jackson, these are all for you. You'll find these a big improvement on Mr. Trumbull's red roses, I can tell you that.
Oh, I think you're absolutely precious, Mr. Ray. You shouldn't have done it. All these flowers for me.
Yes, and see what it says on the packet? Just think, Gloria, if they all come up, you'll have 300 varieties of sweet William. How about that? Oh, Kitty, I've really got to hand it to you.
Mm-hmm.
You've made our dining room look so romantic. The candlelight really makes it.
It always has, Ted. I tell you what.
What?
Look, you get your feet up.
Feet up.
Pour yourself out a nice drink.
That's a good idea.
Look at this magazine or switch the television on, maybe.
That's it. It's marvelous.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
In the meantime, I'll get back to the kitchen, finish peeling the potatoes, straining the greens, and carving the chicken.
Yes, that's my girl. You enjoy yourself as well.
Yes.
You're entitled to enjoy yourself.
Yes.
After all, don't forget it's your birthday.
Well, I'm trying not to, Ted.
Kitty was right, you know. The little wife's always right. I will have that little drink. There's nothing like a livener before a meal. I always think sherry tastes better in a pint mug. I'm coming. Wouldn't you think Kitty would go?
Oh, Mr. Ray.
Ooh, Miss Jackson.
Who was it, Ted?
They're camel singers, dear. They get earlier every year.
Huh? Not that early.
No, they were collecting for the guy. That's a bit nearer. Yes.
Well, if there's something going on here, and I'd like to find out what it is, Ted, get out of the way.
Now, please, dear.
Excuse me, would you be Mrs. Ray?
Yes. Can I help you?
Well, actually, I wanted to see Mr. Ray. You see, I'm Jackson from the office.
Oh, well, that's nice for you.
You who? Whom,
Edward
dear? Whom?
Ray, you just better be quiet right now. Won't you come in, Miss Jackson?
Oh, thank you.
As for you, fancy doing this to me on my birthday.
You mean any other day will be all right? Can I have that in writing? I haven't done anything, Kitty. No. I'm innocent. Now, come on, tell her it's true, Gloria.
Gloria? Well, that just about does it. Of all the low-down, sneaking, conniving...
Cunning?
Thank you. Cunning things to do.
Now, please, Gloria, don't help Kitty. She's had years of experience.
That's right. And another thing. I just suddenly thought of something else.
You see, this is where experience comes in.
Those orchids. I wouldn't mind Betty for 1 minute. They weren't even for me. They were for her, weren't they?
Mrs. Ray!
Miss Jackson, will you kindly keep your face out of here?
Oh.
You can take back your old orchids. I never want to see them again.
But I don't understand. I just... Oh, well... If you insist, thank you very much. They're lovely.
You're welcome. That shames you, Ted Ray, I hope. You didn't buy me anything at all, did you?
I did, Kitty.
You didn't.
You've got to believe me. Gloria, I mean Miss Jackson. The packet, please.
Oh, yes, there it is.
There we are, Kitty dear. All for you.
What is it?
300 assorted sweet William. In time to come.
How sweet will it be, you little thing? You certainly haven't had the last of this, Cadbury.
I have for the time being. I'm getting out of here till you've cooled off. That was a close call. I'll have a stroll down the road while those two sort things out. Oh, no. That's all I need. Our new neighbor, Angus McGrab, doing something with his bagpipes. What a pity he's not playing them instead of strangling them.
How are you, the new? So you didn't care for the skirl of the peeps?
Look, Angus, I don't care for anything right now. I'm having trouble with my wife. She won't go back to her mother.
Well, now. Come in, the new, you pair of ye bear. And here we drop you, Angus.
That's very kind of you.
Well, now that's better. Set yourself down. Now, what'll it be? Will you hear a wee nip or a brawl?
Make it a double brawl. Who cares? My world has crumbled round my ears.
You'd better be careful with the whiskey.
Why?
I didn't want to slush to set a knack on my hand.
You're right, Angus. I'd better be going. And thank you for the drink.
I wouldn't have put it quite like that. If I remember, you've had raw whiskies, that'll be 15 and 6.
Isn't it, MacMarvelous? And Angus, next time we meet, I hope to do you the news. Well, here I go back to 49 to face the music or sweep up the remains. I bet they've been fighting like two cats. I'll creep in quietly.
That's a lovely pattern you're working on, Gloria. Next time you come round, you'll just have to show me how to make it.
I'd love to, Kitty. And now I really ought to be going. Are you sure you don't want me to help you with the washing up?
Oh, no, honey, no. Ted can do that. And Gloria, please, I must apologize once again for thinking that a beautiful girl like you would ever waste your time on my husband.
Just listen to them. They've eaten my birthday treat. They've left me the washing up. What with that and 4 guineas for orchids, 15 and 6 for 3 braw scotches, not forgetting Kitty's 9-penny packet of seeds. You know, I've got a sneaking suspicion that they've done it again.
That was Raise a Laugh with Kitty Blewett, Kenneth Connor, Leighton Brown, Rosalind Knight, and starring Ted Ray. The program was written by Bernard Botting and Charles Hart and produced for the BBC by Leslie Bridgman.